Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
I'll say it. I love Steve Hawk.
I love him too.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
So my mic's hot.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. That was how he tested.
Oh,
there's that too. Yeah, I guess I could just tap on it.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I think Steve's hot. Oh, I'm hot. Okay.
Oh,
hot,
hey,
hot.
It's me. That's me. I'm Steve
hot
Hawk.
Radio.
Hawk Topics with our buddy Steve Hawk. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Well, it's Monday for sure.
Do you like that saying or not like that saying?
Happy Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could probably go without it.
I don't like really happy any day.
Really?
It's not that I don't like the days. Yeah. I just don't know. We got to say, happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
First of all, Tuesday's left out because no one says that.
Right. Nobody says that about Tuesday. But I guess I've said it about other days.
Happy Friday or something.
Yeah.
You get roped into feeling like you have to.
A little bit. But it's, you know, some of it's true. It's just maybe a lame, generic fallback way of saying it. Hey, I hope you have a good day. Or I can just say, happy Friday.
Right, yeah. You could say, good morning, sunshine.
Oh,
when
I could say that, too.
Why don't you start that? I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we missed you last week. We were at the food drive, of course. I don't know if you heard, but $46,362.
Wow. Way to go, Spokane.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody stepped up. That was great. So, but we did miss you, and we're excited to have you here. Did you count down the days to Halloween? Are you a countdown day guy?
A little bit, just because I have some vacation time that's coming up right before Halloween.
Oh, wow.
So
nice,
I've been counting down for that reason.
That makes sense.
A lot of it, you know, we're going through a transitional age at the old Hawk House right now. So we've got
too old for Halloween age?
Too young. Used to be like, oh, I can't wait to decorate. And now it's like, decorate. Yeah. Where's the chocolate?
Yeah, don't care. Just give me the candy. Yeah.
Candy.
You know, we didn't jump on at all the decorations. And then I was looking at the calendar over the weekend, counting down the days and thinking, well, yeah, we could go out there and put this stuff up so I could take it down again in 12 days.
I know. Now you're that is a good point, because now you're like, well, is it too late?
Right. I'll put some of it up, but you know, the lights that I use normally? No.
Not doing it.
No. Mm. Just to take them down and put up Christmas lights.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen.
I know. Mm. If I was still of the age, I'll say, or ability or desire to put up Christmas lights on my roof, I probably would have got on the roof this weekend and just gone, you know what? It's nice. I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to go when it's nice. Sorry, everybody. But I mean, I wouldn't have turned them on.
No, I would have put them up. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just like, just you know what? It's nice out.
I thought
come Wednesday when it's pouring rain and like 50, you'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
Should have taken care of some stuff.
Right. And I'm going on vacation here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So what would have been the difference? I could have done what you just said yesterday in my shorts.
Right. Exactly.
Or I can go back out there here in a couple of weeks and put on a coat and a hat and when it's raining and slick and fall.
Well, there. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Happy Monday. Yeah,
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hot Topics.
Happy fall.
Yeah,
oh, exactly. Man.
Happy fall.
Steve, would you like to help deliver a baby?
No.
I mean, there's not one here now. Just clarify.
No, like as in the OBGYN type of delivery?
Well, as in like,
no.
I mean, like an actual baby.
No.
What if it's...
Been there.
Been in the room?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's enough.
Like, so, first of all, there's a couple layers of this. Not in an emergency. Like, let's say, I don't know, there's somebody pulls over on the side of the road and you happen to be there. You're not. You don't have a great desire to go. Oh man, I've always wanted to go help.
Nah.
And I don't know.
I mean, it sounds horrible. Yes, I want to help somebody who's in distress. But am I the guy? Well, I don't know.
Right.
I make radio commercials.
Right. Yeah. And I think I feel like we're all that. I don't know how many people like want that situation. But you. I mean, you. If you're the only one there, you're kind of the only one there.
I'm going to help the best I can because I've been in the room.
But
I remember when I was. Push.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's about
it. What am I going to do?
Yeah, that's the extent of it for me, too. Breathe, push, hope you're okay, honey. You need more ice chips. I don't know. whatever that was. I think that was it.
I'll be right back.
You're going to have to go someplace to find some ice chips.
Well, you'd be surprised. Country singer Brantley Gilbert was on stage when his wife began to deliver their third child on his bus. Left the stage, went help deliver the child, came back on stage, finished his concert. I know. He's better than you are.
Super guy.
I know, right?
Gosh.
This guy.
That's why I feel good when I take the dog on a walk.
Yeah.
And this guy has no way for me. Watch this.
You think that's bad? I went and delivered a baby
Christmas
between songs. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Right.
I'm glad that he was a supportive husband.
Yeah. But again, now they had some plan there, so it wasn't like it was just like, oh no.
I mean, yeah, I think she's not just hanging out on the bus, like, hey.
Yeah. And I don't know if there was
a couple hours.
I don't know if there was a midwife, but there was something else. I mean, somebody there to assist. Brantley just coming off going, yep, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Hold the guitar while I hold the baby.
Normally, I would think that if she's pregnant, she's probably not going on tour with you. I mean, she was there for like, hey, we want to be together when the
just
baby
in case,
comes.
But, certainly, yeah.
But you still need to, you know, sure, go out and do your shows.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you don't want to just be canceling a bunch of shows because you never know the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and if she's cool with it, and he's cool with it, and the bus driver's cool with it.
Yeah, and the bus driver's cool with it. Whoever's cleaning up afterwards is cool with it. Yeah, that was Steve's point. Producer Steve said that, you know, do you think his wife was okay with the fact he went back on stage? Because he said on stage, guys, you know, my wife just had a baby, and if you're wondering why I'm here, it's because I feel like you guys paid a lot of money, made plans, maybe drove, traveled some distance,
yeah,
and I feel like I'm letting you down I don't do this, which I thought was a great response.
Yep.
And producer Steve said, do you think his wife felt that way? And I'm like, oh, there's no way she didn't sign off on that first.
Yeah. She wasn't like, ah, whatever you want. This ain't about me. No, whatever you want. You want to go strum your guitar? Go ahead.
Yeah, silly boy.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be over here happy Friday. I'll be over here. You just go do your thing, baby.
And another happy fall, too.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
I've been on a lot of tour buses, and that's pretty cool. I've never even heard or thought about
it. Amazing.
That.
Yeah, it's amazing. Have you ever butt dialed someone?
Yes.
So I heard there was an interview with Fallon. He turned 50, so they were interviewing him about creepy stuff and whatever. And they were like, what's worse? You have, you know, whatever it was, a bunch of group texts that won't stop texting you. Or, no, it was send a text to the wrong person. No, you know, so I'm like, I'm talking about you to producer Steve, and I accidentally send it to you.
Okay.
That text, or butt dialing you while Steve and I are talking about you. Which one's worse? And he said, well, I've never butt dialed anybody. And I'm like, well, that's a twofold question. A, who the heck hasn't butt dialed someone?
Absolutely.
That's insane. Like, you're really, really good with your phone locking to be able to say that.
I don't even have to have it in my pants. Like, it doesn't have to be. I do it with my hands.
Right.
On accident.
You're just walking around.
I call, text people all the time on accident.
Yeah, I have a, like, outdoors it tends to happen when I have, like, cargo shorts on and it's bouncing around in there. For some reason, it ends up calling.
Usually it's the last person I was texting with.
Sure.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, it just opens up to the text. Yeah. So first A was that I can't believe that he has never butt dialed somebody. That is really weird.
Yeah.
And B is, which one is worse? Text the person, like you're like, Hawk is an idiot, and you accidentally hit your contact and text it.
Yeah, I think you could get out of that one maybe a little bit easier. Oh, we were talking about, I don't know.
Yeah.
We were talking about Randy Hawk.
Something. Yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe if you're on the spot and you're quick. Otherwise, no. They're hearing that?
Yeah, the hearing part's a little bit. Yeah, hearing's hearing, right? Like, you can auto-corrected to Hawk because I love you so much and I text you so often.
I was voicing my opinions about somebody and on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to the cell phone because it was open and thought I was voice texting.
Oh.
And then what happened?
Well, and the things that I was saying weren't about the person that was just about to be texted. It didn't go through. I saw it. I caught it.
No way.
Yeah. So whatever I had opened on my cell phone, like, hey, Google. And then it started to, whoa, what do you want?
Right.
And I don't know how it happened. But I looked at my phone like, well,
what is it doing?
Why is it getting ready to text Jackie this? And let me read it. Whoa, I don't want to send that to Jackie.
No way.
Oh, my
That's
Lord.
Crazy.
I was saying that to that person driving down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the closest. I mean, it didn't happen, but ooh, that would have been bad.
You think?
That would have been bad. Because it wasn't at her. You're not it was even about that guy.
Right.
And that guy doesn't have
And there's no
hear.
Way she's.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, oh, sure, yeah, sounds
Why
royal.
Why did you call me those names?
Yeah.
What did I ever do to you?
Yeah, no kidding. Yes. So we all would like to apologize to Jackie for what almost happened. Yeah. You want to hang around for round 2?
I'd love to.
We'll do it next.
Happy fall.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hired a handyman and gave him a to-do list. But when I got home, only items 1, 3, and 5 got done.
Kevin James.
Turns out he only does odd jobs.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. It's Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here.
Hello.
What was your weekend like?
Pretty good.
If I had to say, what's your best part of your weekend, Steve?
Well, I'm a band geek. Did you know that about me? I played drums and saxophone in high school and middle school marching band.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did some drum corps for a few years.
Nice.
Got into marching band when I was younger.
Nice. Okay.
And they had their competition, their annual competition here in Spokane out at Union Stadium over the weekend. So
where's that?
Union Stadium?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's up north in Meade.
Is that a high school stadium?
It is an all-encompassing stadium, similar to what we have across the street.
I did not know that.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
And where is this? At the high school or
no,
near?
No, it's in Meade.
Oh,
it's
back. Did not know.
Spokane and Meade both use it as their high school football fields.
Okay.
Similar to what we have across the street. It's
sure.
Just for the north side.
I guess I didn't know the name.
Stay out.
Huh. Stay out.
I'm kidding. No.
Stay out, you city schools,
so
you.
I spent the day up you. There hanging out with the band people from all over the Northwest.
Very cool.
Yeah. So for band geeks like me.
And they had a competition.
Yeah.
And do you know who won?
I think Ridgeline from Liberty Lake.
Okay. Wow.
Did you? So you didn't have a horse in the race?
I did not. Well, I mean, U High was there, and I went to U High.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your horse.
Yeah, sure.
And you played at U High. You were in the what
drumline.
Drumline, yeah. Okay. Wow. Do you still do any sort of playing of?
No, not really. I mean, I pretend. I tap my fingers.
Okay.
If you see me in my car, I'm the best drummer ever.
Yeah. Air drumming is fun.
Heck yeah, it is. Yeah.
Do you actually hit the steering wheel? Or do you?
I hit the steering wheel. I hit things hanging off of the rear view mirror.
Yeah.
I hit the seat next to me, maybe some people next to me. Depends on how big do I need that crash cymbal to be.
Yeah. Do you have specific songs you play to, or you'll play to every song?
Anything.
I love
any
that.
Song.
Yeah, I love that.
Lots of funk, some country.
And air drumming is your go-to because you were in the drum line. You don't do guitar.
I can't play guitar.
Yeah, right.
And I look dumb when I try. Yeah. I look dumb when I try to play drums, too, but not as dumb as I look when I try to play guitar.
See, I didn't know. So you're from Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. I played the drums in band. You were in the drum line, which is a step further than me.
A
little bit better.
He's kind of a big deal.
He's not lying.
The country on tour buses.
No, you did not.
I did. Well, in drum corps.
What the heck? Where'd you go?
All over.
Give me one.
Florida.
From Minnesota?
No, from Washington. We were based in Washington. We were on Greyhound buses all summer, just touring the country, playing shows.
Who are you right now? Who are you?
I know.
I've never known this. We've known each other for 15 years. I have never heard this before.
It's kind of, if you were to just define it quickly, it's a glorified marching band. It's just a...
Sure.
Bigger
and when
upscale.
when you're touring, you're just staying in hotels.
We stay in schools, sleep on the floor in a school gym.
Wow. And how do you rate that experience?
At the time I hated it, but I kept going back for more. Every year I go back for more. And I look back on it now, it was huge.
Yeah, you got to see a lot of the world.
And by a bus.
Right. Mm. That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you travel through Alabama on a bus.
Yeah, you see a lot of it.
And you stop for a laundry day here and a show there. I mean, you get to see and live in Alabama.
Man, that's
not as
cool.
I flew into Birmingham and then I flew out and I've been to Alabama.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
No.
So this was like a whole summer?
Every summer.
Every summer.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Wow. All summer.
I had no idea.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It really is. And then how did that go money-wise?
Yeah.
Did you have to fundraise?
It did a little. Yeah, I would. I mean, I was in one of the cheaper ones. Some of these cores that were based out of California.
Indiana.
Very expensive, very big. And it costs a lot more to do those. But yeah, they feed you, they house you, they take care of you for a few months. It was a few $1,000s.
That's crazy. I never heard that before. They still do it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. They have a competition for that every year, too.
Jeez, what an educational hot topics we've had here today, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All you band geeks out there, rejoice.
I had my freshman year college roommate was in drumline.
Yeah.
And I think he did kind of the same thing, but maybe more so the state he was in, or state he was from, Indiana. And
see, there you go, Steve, Indiana.
Yeah, they're huge in Indiana.
They really are.
Drumlines,
And freshman year, he was still like super into drumming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he brought this drum pad.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
He would drum on it all the time.
Yep.
How annoying you think was that for our neighbors?
Well, those are pretty quiet, though.
That's the whole point of a drum pad.
Yes.
He went at it, though.
Well, yeah, he went at it as a drummer. He was doing the best he can. He had to practice.
Well, sometimes he didn't use the drum pad. Sometimes he just used his drumsticks.
Yeah, on a table or something.
On the floor, on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you can
find. I did that, too.
I did that, too.
Yeah. You had the little, it was like silver and had the little circular pad in the, did you have that?
I had
to practice on? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because you can bounce. I mean, it's more like a drum head.
Exactly,
Steve. So the drum sticks bounce off of it more realistically than they would a table. Like, I could still practice on a table, but the drumstick doesn't bounce off of that like it would the practice pad or a drum head.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could do a little ditty for us now?
Ditty? Like a paradiddy? A paradiddle?
No. Like, I don't know, do we have drumsticks laying around?
Well, I mean, well, you don't have to use your drumsticks. You can.
Oh, you want to just use his hands.
What do you want me to drum?
A little tune.
That was great. That was
great. Yeah.
Very good. It's like when someone says, use your radio voice. Say something in radio. And you're like,
You know, drummers get to talk drums, too. So we can bug-a-da-bug-a-da-bug-a-da-bug-a-da-buck.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, isn't that?
Whoa.
That's talking drum talk.
As soon as you started that, I checked the dump button to make sure we were good. I didn't know where
we were going. No, we're talking bug-a-da-bug-a-da-bug-a-da-buck.
Wow, that's impressive, yeah. We'll have to get some drumsticks and see.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, can you still drum roll?
Yes, of course.
Attaboy, yeah, you never forget that. Mm-mm. Still cool.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, I think I can.
Sure you can.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll get some sticks.
Okay. You have them at the house?
Of course.
That's great. Your wife's like, please take those to work.
How many pairs you got?
One.
Okay.
That's all I need. You can't do more than one at a time.
Yeah, I didn't have a bunch laying around the house. Not these days.
Hawk, when's the last time you had a cookie?
A cookie?
Mm-hmm. Seems like a weird transition.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I think Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't know, it's probably been too long, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't, but I think I had one over the weekend. And I think it was Saturday.
What was it?
Chocolate chip.
Freshly made?
No.
Store-bought?
I don't know. It was, probably.
I don't know. Okay.
It was all about that band thing, so I don't know where they came from.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Probably store. Oh, I hope it was store-bought.
Yeah, I think they were store-bought.
Just laying out on the table. Well, yeah. Hey, Johnny's mom made cat brownies.
Some of them did. I mean, there were schools there from all over Oregon and Kennewick and a bunch of schools from the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
And so the moms are up there. They travel with their boys, and they brought food. There was a lot of food laying around.
Okay, I got you.
I ate some of Ridgeline's food.
Okay, you felt like that was safe because it's a valley or what?
I was over there talking to the drummers because they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And so we were just swapping stories and there was food laying around and I really felt comfortable and so I grabbed some stuff. You know, once you're in the family, you're just, you know, they don't know who I am, just some weird old guy walking around.
You're like, you guys are really good. Cookie? Cookie, anybody? Just pilfering off their table.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I love that. All right, well, thanks for being here, buddy. It's good to see you today,
good
man.
Good to see you guys.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, here, I see this now. 2027 Division Regionals for Cross Country.
Okay.
Hosts are Gonzaga University and Spokane Sports Commission Park Cross Country Complex. Flora Park Country Complex.
Kevin James.
What did I say?
I don't know, but I'm sure the cross-country people understand.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I love that one tickled me. All right, let's do it. Let's play a little Big Jackpot. All right, the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. This is our second guess at it. All you got to do is guess the amount in the jackpot. We'll take caller 7 right now. 509-441-0999. Let's play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. 509-441-0999. Caller number 7 gets to guess the amount. If you guess correctly, you win. It's just that simple. We only played once so far, so you haven't missed a ton. No worries. No worries. Be happy. I will tell you that I'll just wait till the person gets on the line. I don't want them to miss any of the clues that I'm going to give to them for Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise or Deneen?
Denise. Janine.
Janine. Oh, hi, Janine. How are you?
You were wrong with both of your guests.
Yes, I was. I was. At least we got you now, though, I think.
Yeah.
Janine, everything going well?
Yes, everything's going good. Thank you.
Let's see if we can get you some big jackpot money. Here are the only rules. There are no cents involved, so don't worry about it. It's just, you know, dollars, no cents. And the jackpot is worth more than $213. What do you think's in the Jay and Kevin big jackpot?
$599.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
The guess was $599. Is that the big jackpot?
$222.
$222, Janine. Dang it. No winner this time, but here's the good news. You can keep playing all you want, and we're going to play again. The number will be greater than 222 when Jim Diamond plays this afternoon at 3:30, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Have a great day. That's awesome. Good try.
Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
3:30 this afternoon with our buddy Jim Diamond. It'll be more than $222.
Kevin's clip of the day.
No, Kevin, but a clip. What do you have, Steve? Steve's clip of the day.
I know. It doesn't have quite as good of a ring.
Yeah, it's not quite the alliteration.
Yeah, that's all right,
Steve's
though.
Sound of the day.
That's not bad. Okay.
Not so much?
No, it's great. I enjoyed it.
All right.
You know how homecoming, prom, proposals, all of that, those are big things, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, now that I think about it, I think I might have shared this clip on Facebook a while ago.
Okay.
But I don't believe...
Let's find out.
I don't believe that we've played the actual sound from it.
Okay.
For a clip. So that's okay.
I'm ready.
This is basically a young man asking someone to homecoming, and he enlisted the help of his friends. Basically, they dressed up as kind of like medieval time people.
Okay.
In order to ask this person to homecoming.
Love it. Wow.
Hey, yay. Sir Gavin Gillig, son of Sir Trevor Gillig, first of his name, destroyer of porcelain, tamer of the beast Chewbacca, slayer of bucks, and scourge to all things that smell nice and clean. Cordially invites you, Miss Gianna Mastalasco, to the royal gala filled with fun fellowship and fellow acquaintances on 6 May 2023, the year of our Lord. What is your response, madam?
Yes.
Ah, wonderful. Gentlemen, boss.
Crown.
Thank you, sir.
Crown.
I will see you soon, man.
I love that. That's a great one.
And they got like those toy horse, like the stick.
Like a stick horse.
Yeah, and then they're, you know.
Destroyer of porcelain.
I assume that I think it was like his dad is like a plumber or an exterminator or something.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And I think that was the reference.
Let's hope so. Yeah, that's a fun one to do, though.
Maybe not.
I mean, what, you going to say no at that point?
I mean, there was hesitation.
yes. Yes.
And then, yeah, they hand her a little crown.
That's awesome. Well done.
The whole thing.
Definitely well done. Oh, I wanted to ask you something else about something that's on Facebook. I might have to wait till tomorrow for that. I don't know if we'll have time, but I did like one of the things I think you posted over the weekend about a question, and I would like to further discuss. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, Steve.
Jay.
Steve's sound of the day.
I feel like that could only be used for Halloween time.
All
sounds
right.
Very spooky.
All right. Let's try
does it not?
I'll try a different one.
Well, also, can you, mm-hmm. when Mark Peterson does his weather, can you listen to it and does it not sound very creepy today?
Weather. That one or just his voice?
How he, the way that he's presenting it.
Really? Let me see.
Does it not sound like we're about to enter a haunted house or something?
Stand by. Let me find out.
I mean, maybe I misheard it.
Starting another week with sunshine and 77 degrees. We should enjoy this because things are going to change. I'm Mark Peterson.
And then he does it again, like a little bit later
he
on.
He does?
Just the inflection of his voice.
48 tonight, tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny and 70. And then we're going to see rain likely coming in Wednesday and Thursday. So get out and enjoy.
Yeah. It does sound threatening.
Does
yeah.
it a little bit? Yeah. Just a little.
A little odd there, Mike.
Steve's sound of the day.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Ungrateful.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Uber on up.
What do you think?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I mean, he seemed impressed.
Well, I think we all were.
Boy. That actually hurt my throat. Even when I was listening to that, I was like, good night.
Oh, it was giving you like flashbacks?
Yeah, the anxiety of how high I was singing there. I was like, ugh.
I mean, it was pretty, yeah.
Yeah, it's out of my range, guys. Usually I'm right on key yeah. when I'm in my range. But boy, oh boy, that was a little high for me. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Just out of the range.
On your scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, any country music, well, not any, most country music stars with a label deal, that's 10. We're just going to make them all 10 because they're all good singers.
Yes.
And then there's obviously degrees of good. But they're all be 10. Okay. You on a scale of 1 to 10 are where with your singing?
Oh, well,
okay.
4?
Thoughts.
If I'm lucky?
Seems generous.
Yeah, yeah. La, 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 la.
Well, that was pretty good.
Me, 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 me.
I was going to say I'm like a 2. Every once in a while, I'll hit a note and go, hey, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess,
but it's
okay.
It's so infrequent that it's...
Yeah, I guess if we're comparing, if like 10 is okay. Yeah, more of a 2.
Yeah. What's Warren, would you say? Warren, you know, he sings a little bit, dabbles, if you will.
Yeah, maybe he's a 4.
I think that's an insult to Warren. I think he's a 6.
Oh, you think...
I know.
I guess I don't know the scale.
Well, nobody does. I just made it up. Well, ignore everything I've said. Well, you know, the scale is 1 to 10.
Well, yes, but I mean, we don't know like the intervals. Like you said, like record label person is a 10, but yeah. What about, I mean, what's a 5?
5 is the guy that does karaoke that you go, hey, man, that guy's pretty good. And then a guy that's really good at karaoke, he's like a 7.5 or she.
Okay, yeah, then Warren's a 6.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, and yeah.
And you are still a 4? I feel like, yeah, I think you're probably 4. I think that's fair now that you said it out loud.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm like, yeah, 2 seems about right. Yeah. I'd be happy with a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to do, when I was in choir, we used to do all these, like, warm-up exercises every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, you were in choir. You're at least a 4.
Well, no, but I faked it, man.
You never really sang the song?
Well, no, I mean, I did it, but I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow. Seems cruel to your fellow.
I mean, I was trying, but, you know, I wasn't great. But yeah. my favorite thing that we would do was, you know, we would warm up doing like, me, la, 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 la.
Uh-huh.
And on Fridays, we got to do.
Happy Friday.
Well, it was it's Friday today. It's Friday today. It's Friday. And then you got as like high as you possibly could. And
well, let's see how high you can go.
No, I don't want to try that.
Final thoughts.
It's Friday today. It's Friday today. It was a lot of fun.
Seems like it.
Yeah, you just went up.
Wow.
It's Friday today. No, it's Monday today.
Thanks, Steve.
See, it doesn't work. Then we can't have it.
It's Monday today.
It's Monday today. It's Monday today. You know what I'm saying? It's still a Monday. That's why. Oh boy, it sure is. And I think I just broke my pen. Not because of my singing. Well, maybe. Here's some kind of interesting that happened.
Oh boy.
What?
Oh boy.
Oh boy. It's Monday today.
It's Monday today.
Jay, here's something interesting that happened to me the other day.
Prove it.
one of our coworkers got a haircut.
Okay.
And he wears a hat.
Sure.
All the time. Yep. Pretty much all the time.
Right.
I always see him wearing a hat.
Yeah.
But I noticed that he got a haircut. I could tell that, you know, like the sides
Certainly,
were
yeah.
shorter and
right.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So he was walking by, or he walked in, and I was like, oh, nice haircut. Because it looked very, you know, very sharp. Very,
yeah, it's trimmed up on the sides.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
it.
It looked good. So I said, nice haircut. And he goes, oh, that's pretty good. I'm wearing a hat. How could you tell? And I was like, I guess you do have a good point. I mean, it kind of covers all of the haircut, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're just observant. We've already proven that.
Well, yeah, I'm very observant, Jay. So. I was just wondering, do you not compliment someone on a nice haircut if they're...
They wear a hat?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not really seeing the full thing. So it's kind of...
Yeah.
It seems maybe disingenuous, I guess. Or, I don't know.
You probably just freaked him out because he didn't realize that anybody would even notice. And then when you said it, they're like, oh, wow, you noticed I had a haircut. That's weird. So they didn't know what to say, and they didn't want to call you weird. So they just said, I don't know that it's disingenuous. You said nice haircut because you thought it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looked, you know, it's, you know, when you get a fresh cut, a fresh do.
Maybe you just say, oh, you got a haircut, huh? Then they're like, oh, you could tell I'm wearing a hat. Yeah, but I noticed it looks nice. Maybe that's less.
Yeah, that was probably the better approach. Huh?
Final Oops. Thoughts.
After the show, tell me who it is. I'll go ahead and say it to him today and be like, oh, he looks like he got a haircut.
I mean, this was like a week ago now.
Oh, dang it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could sure say it and
no,
see what reaction you get.
No, yeah. Hey, I was gone all last week at the food bank. Nice haircut. I'm going to get one today, and I expect a nice haircut tomorrow right off the bat. Just putting the pressure on you right now.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that you are going to get
one. No, but man, I could get there.
That would also be something,
6 months of letting it grow out.
How long did you, when you had an afro,
how many
years did you have it up for?
How many years did I have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that's a great question. I'm going to say...
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Alrighty, that's the show. Got to go. On the way out, we've got some tickets to Paul Cawthon, Texas's own. Paul Cawthon is going to be at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino on the 25th. So if you would like to go, 509-441-0999. We'll get you hooked up with a pair of tickets to see Paul Cawthon.
Ooh, 11 days from now.
I know. It's coming up quick. All right, so 509-441-0999. Steve, great job at the food drive. I know it was your first food drive. I meant to say it earlier, but a wonderful job out there. You did a great job with the social media. You were all over it. We'll have to talk more tomorrow. If KJ's back, we'll discuss, because I'm sure he would like to comment on your incredible food drive performance.
And creeping out a bunch of people?
Oh, no. You were you just wanted to take pictures. It was fine.
Yeah.
Look, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for being
we
here.
We're so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.